While the overall budget deficit looms large, there's another number that's important if the state's going to pay all its bills and not run out of money before next summer. Doyle's Department of Administration estimates that because tax revenues have taken such a hit, the current state budget could be about $350 million in the hole by the end of June. Doyle announced yesterday he'd take care of part of that by trimming his agencies by another $20 million.
That's above all of the cuts that we have already made in our agencies.
The governor also said he'd hold back on up to $30 million worth of grants and would not fill roughly 3,500 job openings. He also said he'd stop all employee bonuses and sell 500 cars from the state fleet. All of those steps would apply to the current budget, the one lawmakers already had to open up and fix earlier this year.
I want everybody to really understand, it's going to take more than that to get this done.
Doyle will ask the legislature to pass a couple targeted tax increases next year, one on hospitals that's designed to bring in more federal revenue and one on oil companies. All that still leaves a giant hole in the next state budget that takes effect in July. Doyle says he wants to try and solve that without any general income and sales tax hikes, which would leave cuts to every program, including public schools, on the table. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.